Old Testament Apologetics, Judges 11:21-27.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh, the God of Israel, delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they struck them. So Israel possessed all of the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. They possessed all the border of the Amorites, from the Arnon even to the Jabbok, and from the wilderness even to the Jordan. So now Yahweh, the God of Israel, has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and should you possess them? Won't you possess that which Chemosh your God gives you to possess? So whatever Yahweh our God has dispossessed from before us, them we will possess. Now are you anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel? Or did he ever fight against them? While Israel lived in Heshbon, and in its towns, and in Orer, and its towns, and in all the cities that are along by the side of the Arnon, 300 years, why didn't you recover them within that time? I therefore have not sinned against you, but you do me wrong to war against me. May Yahweh the judge be judged today between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. This discussion between Jephthah and the king of the children of Ammon shows us how to argue for our faith. People who refuse to believe the God of the Bible often hide behind what they believe are facts and evidence. The king of Ammon believed that he needed to fight Israel because he was the rightful owner of the land. But there was only one problem. He was completely wrong about his facts. Jephthah calls that out, but he doesn't leave it there. Jephthah goes on to say that it was Israel's God that caused them to win against the Amorites. He caused them to hold on to it for 300 years after that, and Ammon hadn't been able to take it from them. Then Jephthah challenges Ammon's god, Chemosh. Why aren't they happy with what their god gave them to possess? This was the real issue. The facts that the king of Ammon gave were just a smokescreen. They were really fighting against Yahweh, the God of truth, and fighting for their own gods that they promoted through lies. When you hear the news, the government, or the educated try to argue that a belief in the Bible is for those who don't reason very well, it is just a smokescreen. They may have convinced themselves that this is true, but in reality they are completely avoiding the facts. It's good to explain the true evidence like Jephthah did here, but eventually we need to challenge the gods of the unbeliever. The unbeliever needs to see that his facts are broken, and God's word is actually true. The unbeliever needs to be shown that he doesn't have a reasonable foundation to stand on. He needs to choose to follow the God of the Bible, or continue following the lies that keep him in confusion. Some Christians will try to argue based only on evidence because they don't want to look uneducated. But that just means that these Christians are falling for the smokescreen too. God is the real issue.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.